Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the official launch of Radio Islam International's Hajj broadcast 1437-2016. Yes, when you are part of the Muslim media landscape, then the Hajj broadcast is always a very exciting time in the annual Islamic calendar. The Ramadan broadcast obviously is right there on top, and the Hajj broadcast there as well. A little different from the Ramadan broadcast in the sense that you don't have that many people who are directly involved, like in the Ramadan example where everyone is fasting and everyone is reading Taraweeh. But it has other aspects to it, the fact that, you know, things are playing out in the holy lands. There are many listeners who have memories of their own Hajj experience, and then there are many listeners who are yearning to develop those memories by at some point or the other going for their first and their compulsory Hajj. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of all those who have performed Hajj, and may Allah take those who are yet to go. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. It's very exciting times for us here at Radio Islam International as well. It's been one roller coaster ride, I must tell you. The lead up to Ramadan, all the preparations, and then immediately after Ramadan into elections, and immediately after elections the work and the preparations commenced for the Hajj 1437-2016 broadcast. We are going to now give you today a snapshot, a bit of insight into what you can expect over the next 10 days or so, inshallah. There are two phases to the broadcast. Today is the official launch, and then you have phase 1, which is the 1st of Dhul Hijjah to the 7th of Dhul Hijjah, and then the second phase, the actual days of Hajj, and then we culminate with an Al-Wida program on the last day of Hajj. Already some reporting on Hajj has commenced, some discussion on Hajj has commenced, but now we are officially launching our Hajj broadcast. A lot of effort has gone in from various role players in the Radio Islam International team. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all of their efforts, and may Allah make this a successful Hajj broadcast. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. First up, let's listen to the official launch promo.
And whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of hearts. Makkah, Medina, Safa, Marwa, Hajar Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, Muzdalifa, Mina, Arafah, Zamzam. Let us take you there. Join our caravan of love as we traverse in reverence and honor to the center of our deen. Presenting Radio Islam Hajj 1437. The Sha'air of Islam, the symbols of Allah. From the 1st of Dhul Hijjah with trips daily to the Haramain. Be amazed with mind-blowing facts on the landmarks of Hajj through our mini documentaries. Don't miss our amazing special broadcast challenges and giveaways. Connect with a remarkable array of fortunate Hujjaj performing the journey. And for the first time ever, the kids get to showcase their artistic talent in our school's Hajj art competition. Also, we give you the coveted chance to be a Radio Islam correspondent for a day and capture valuable family history at the same time through our Hajj Memories feature. Uploading updates from our Hajj desk and pulsating on-air energy during the days of Hajj, Radio Islam is the one place you need to be to re-quench your longing for the symbols of Islam this Hajj season.
Welcome back. That was the promo, the official launch promo. Now, take a listen to the official Hajj theme nasheed for the year 1437-2016.
ويهوي ليذهب عنه الأنين بحبك يا قبلة العالمين ترنم قلبي وزاد الحنين إليك يطير ليجلو الجوى ويهويني يذهب عنه الأنين
هنا بيت ربي بخير البقاع هنا الروح تسمو بخط الجبين بناك الخليل بأمر الإله فأنت الحرام وأنت الأمين ويهناك أن قد رأيت الحبيب إمام الهدى سيد المرسلين فكم عشت أنسا بأطيافه وكم نلت فضلا بتلك اليمين
بحبك يا قبلة العالمين ترنم قلبي وزاد الحنين إليك يطير يجلو الجوى ويهويني يذهب عنه الأنين
أما تذكرين اجتماع القلوب بساحيك يا فرحة المؤمنين أما تذكرين دموع السرور بنصر عظيم وفتح مبين أذان بلال يشق السكون يهب على الروح كالياسمين وتكبيره يردده الكون في كل حين ألا فاعلمي أن قلبي سرى إليك فضميه ضم الحنون وكوني له صدر أم رؤوم تجدد فيه التقى واليقين
بحبك يا قبلة العالمين ترنم قلبي وزاد الحنين إليك يطير ليجلو الجوى ويهويني يذهب عنه الأنين.
Doesn't that sound absolutely beautiful? Putting you in the mood already to listen to the Hajj broadcast on Radio Islam International. Okay, coming up in the next hour or so, we will be speaking to Maulana Ibrahim Daya. He will be talking to us about the theme for this year's Hajj broadcast, Hajj, a journey of symbols. What does it mean? Then we'll be speaking to Mufti Yusuf Musaji. We have a very interesting competition lined up this Hajj. Last year it was Finders, Sheepers. This year there is something just as exciting and intriguing. Then also coming up, Maulana Habib Bobat will tell us about the Hajj Memories feature. Hafiz Ibrahim Musa will talk to us about the Hajj documentary. Upper Farzana Adam will talk to us about the Safarnama. Ijaz Khan will tell us about the Hajj Desk. And then there's an interesting arts competition that's taking place. Faisal Patel will enlighten us in that regard. First up, Sheikh D, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hajj, a journey of symbols. Explain.
Yes, this was the theme that we chose for this year's Hajj. And when you look at it and you think that Hajj, a journey of symbols, what does it mean and what are we going to be speaking about in the coming days, during the days of Hajj as well? And you think that if you look at the journey of Hajj, that all of this year there is something that explains or something that really shows Islam, whether it be the Kaaba, the Ihram, the Maqam Ibrahim and so forth. And as you mentioned in the beginning of the program, that not everybody goes for Hajj, but there's definitely a lesson for everyone to learn from the journey of Hajj. So what we'll be looking at is these different symbols and the lessons that we learn from them, that the Ihram, what is the lesson that we learn from it? Like people might be going there and wearing the Ihram, but what lesson do we, you're sitting at home, learn from the Ihram, one of simplicity, one of, it reminds us of our death, etc. And these are the things that we'll be looking forward to in this year's theme.
Yes, the theme is very important. Otherwise, you can have a Hajj broadcast, but you're not really pushing through a central message. And just maybe, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that we sit and actually we pick our brains to a large extent, almost to the point that we develop headaches. The first thing that we do, even for the Ramadan broadcast and the Hajj broadcast, is talk about the theme. And then everything else revolves around that, because there must be a core message to your broadcast every year.
Yes, no doubt. And if you look at it, that we did sit on this, we think about it, that how is this theme really going to play out and how is the listeners going to benefit from this. So it won't be just a history lesson of why these things are there and how they were built and how many times they were built and why, but rather there is a lesson in each one of them. And you'll find that across the days of Hajj, we will be discussing this in the drive times and other segments as well, explaining the lessons that we can learn from these symbols and the lessons that we can bring into our life from these symbols.
Okay, so you're coordinating all the theme-based discussions and you're the overall coordinator for the Hajj broadcast. Anything you'd like to add, Ma?
Yes, sir. That's just a very fancy title, the overall.
It goes with a lot of hard work.
Yes, sir. So we'll be looking over the coordinating as well as the leading up to the days of Hajj, the crossovers as well that we will be doing with the different ulama from that side as well, and also keeping an eye on social media. You can, if you can't listen to our discussion, then no doubt you'll be able to follow it on our tweets and our different platforms on social media.
Maybe a last word. Give our listeners a little bit of insight in terms of what has been going on in the background. How much of work, preparation, coordination, deliberation, just for us to get to this particular point. We haven't even really started. We're just launching the Hajj broadcast.
Yes, it all starts off with our meetings and the different input from the different role players and the entire team that we just come up with the symbol or we come up with the thing at the end, the Hajj journey or symbols. But it's insight from everyone. It's really a team effort. And everyone gives their insight. Everyone gives their opinion. And then it's for us just to do a little bit of research work and package the entire thing.
All right, my dear, Jazakumullah for that. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are launching our Hajj broadcast 1437-2016 this beautiful Friday morning on Radio Islam International. It's time now for us to talk to Mufti Yusuf Musaji with regards this year's competition. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, Mullah, when I come into the studio, I could adjust the mic to my standards.
to your very lofty heights. Now, yes, last year Mufti also coordinated the competition. It was a very exciting one last year. We broke away from the normal standard competitions and we did find this sheepers. The prize was interesting, but besides the prize, it was also the concept playing on the finders keepers of the 80s. People had to guess different destinations in the country, and I think people found it very interesting.
Yes, absolutely. And throughout Eid Day and the subsequent days, when I met people at the masjid, when I met people at the family functions, and wherever I went, people kept asking about it, commenting, and discussing the various clues. So we really captivated our audience. So with that entire initiative, and this time round, a similar concept, we now titled it Finding Abramji, and all across South Africa, he's a popular personality, has a huge following on social media, so therefore we thought that we would do this initiative in conjunction with him. He's been tweeting a lot from the Haramain, and he has a lot of non-Muslim followers who have been retweeting those pictures, and it has been portraying Islam in a very positive light, so building on that, we decided to do this initiative in conjunction with him.
So how will it work?
Similar to last year, we give you clues every day at various intervals, and you've got to look at those clues and try to identify what is the location. So the first clue will be at 6 in the morning, and then we open the lines after 7:30. Then the second clue is at, I think it's 10 o'clock, and we'll open the lines at 11:10. Third clue is at 4 o'clock, and we open the lines at 6:30 in the evening. After every clue, we will then open the lines to take between 3 and 5 callers, and we won't give you the answer as yet. In the end of the day, we'll announce who's the winner. And we have a big prize this time round, 7,000 rand in total in cash up for grabs, 1,000 rand a day. That should really entice the listeners.
Yeah, I was going to ask the listeners maybe wondering, what's in it for me? Well, 1,000 bucks is in it for you.
Yes, absolutely. And as they always say, cash is king. We had other prizes in the past, but I think people really appreciate the cash the most. It could be for that abaya or for the kurta or for, something else that may be outstanding in the Eid outfit. So it is at the choice and the discretion of the listeners what they'd like to do with that money. And the easy way to, earn some easy cash during the days of Hajj. But let me tell you, it's not going to be that easy. We have identified certain locations, and behind this entire initiative, the purpose obviously to educate people. So we've identified locations. We'll give you a hint to what it is. When you put the three clues together by the end of the day, that will give you a more complete picture as to where the location is. And in the process, we will also then share information about that location. So it is an education process, or edutainment, as they call it these days.
Jazakumullah. I'm sure listeners, I'm going to look forward to it, and more details will be on the website.
Absolutely. The rules and terms and conditions for all the Radio Islam website competitions have now been put up on the website.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yusuf Abramji is currently in the Holy Lands to perform Hajj. Follow daily clues to identify his location. Locations will be based on historical sites. The competition will run between the 5th and the 11th of September. Each day, the first to identify the correct location will receive 1,000 rands. 1,000 rands. The first clue will be given at 6 a.m. and the lines will be open at 7:40 a.m. The second clue will be given at 10 a.m. and the lines will be open at 11:10 a.m. And the third clue will be given at 4 p.m. and the lines will be open at 5:50 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Hajj 1437. Hajj is a journey of symbols. Yes, it's the official launch of the Hajj broadcast on Radio Islam International. Time for us now to listen to Hafiz Ibrahim Musa, who talks to us about this year's Hajj documentary.
The Ottoman Empire was one of the Muslim world's most magnificent dynasties. It ruled over the entire Muslim world, and more especially the Haramain, for centuries. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the history that's available to us today doesn't give the due weight or due credit to the Ottomans for the amazing things and services that they rendered to the Haramain. For instance, the numerous waqfs that they established all over the Muslim world solely for the benefit of the Haramain. Or we also have the annual gifts that the Ottomans would send to Makkah, expensive gifts to be distributed individually to the inhabitants of Makkah and Medina. And then there's also the amazing story of how the Ottoman Sultan would make sure that Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the resting place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is electrified even before his own palace in Istanbul. So certainly the Ottoman Empire was an empire of love. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love for everything associated with them. In other words, love for the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have to travel to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara, look all around you in the Haramain, you would find remnants of these love surrounding you. But unfortunately, these are structures. These are solid pillars, these are arches, these are architecture. We need to bring this architecture to life and tell the stories behind it, inshallah. And that is what we intend to achieve in our documentary series, which is called The Empire of Love, which will be serialized over 7 days here in Dhul-Hijjah on Radio Islam starting from Monday. And in this series, we trace the origins of this empire. We trace how they came to control the Haramain, how they served the Haramain, and very sadly at the end, how events, very tragic events, led to their loss of control of the Haramain and the end of their Khilafah. We also tell the story of how the Hajj today is organized in modern day Turkey. Join me then, inshallah, every day, Monday to Sunday next week, in Dhul-Hijjah on Radio Islam, for this great and amazing Ottoman voyage, the Empire of Love.
We continue now. We are launching the Hajj broadcast on Radio Islam International. Appa Farzana Adam up next. Hajj Safarnama, a continuation from last year with a different twist for this year.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm really excited to tell you about our Hajj Safarnama. This year we're talking about the Russian Hajj, and the book under the microscope is Russian Hajj Empire and the Pilgrimage to Mecca by Professor Aileen Kane. It's a new book, only published in 2015, at the latter part of 2015. And Professor Kane discusses the Hajj between 1840 and 1930, when there were attempts by Tsarists and Soviet Russia to manage the Hajj for geopolitical and economic advantages, and how Russian Muslims responded to this event. So this is a very, very little known aspect of Russian history, and also had important ramifications for how migrations of Muslims took place in the contemporary world. Currently, we know that the internal republics of the former Soviet Union, like the North Caucasus, Dagestan, Chechnya, Ingushetia, they send the largest number of pilgrims from Russia to Saudi Arabia. So we're looking at, within the book, the dynamics between the Ottomans and the Russians as superpowers, and the traffic that flowed in the building of that. So I'll have interviewed Professor Kane, and she'll tell us about, you know, what propelled her to write her book, what her findings were, what she argued in her book. She'll read us her favorite passage from the book. And in the days of the Hajj broadcast that remain, I'll also choose some select passages from Professor Kane's book that will hopefully give us some fascinating insight into something that we really don't know much about, 19th century Tsarist Russia and Hajj traffic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Well, I'm sure you're very excited by now. Quite a bit of insight. Mufti Musaji telling us about the competition. Maulana Daya telling us about the theme. Apa Fazana giving us insight into the Safarnama. And Hafiz Ibrahim Musa talking to us about the Hajj documentary. Well, Maulana Habib Baba tells us about another very interesting feature that we have, bridging the gap between the young and the old, Hajj memories.
Jazakallah khairan, Maulana. Yes, a very interesting feature this time, and it's called the Radio Islam Hajj Memories. And basically we're asking people to record their memories, and we know that millions of people have taken this epic journey in the pursuit of finding the Creator. And each one has a story to tell, an experience to share, moments they cherish and relive time and again. The lessons learned from this journey has remained with them up to this day and continue to shape the outlook. So we're asking the listeners that if they have any seniors in their family that have performed Hajj between the 1950s and the 1990s, to capture their experience in audio format and send them through to us, and we will then have them aired during our Riveting Hajj broadcast, inshallah. So the details of it is as follows. The recording should not exceed 6 minutes, and it should contain the following areas. Number one, the logistical side of it. Which year did the person perform Hajj? How did they go on Hajj? Was it by ship or by flight? Did they go individually or did they go in a group? How many days was their journey, etc. So that's the logistical side of it. Thereafter, the struggle. What was it like preparing for this epic journey in terms of saving up financially, family support, and all other things like business? You know, in those days, they had to make arrangements to see to the business, to see to the kids, to see to the family and the home, etc. It wasn't just a 2 week or 3 week journey. They used to go for long periods. And the third area we're asking our listeners to include in the audio is that what lesson remains with them till today, and what is that one thing that they still live up to, inshallah. And they can forward their submissions, Maulana, to naeem@radioislamlive.com. That's naeem@radioislamlive.com. So that's basically the Hajj memories. And we want the youngsters in the families to go out, record them, and allow the elderly to share their experiences, and we can all benefit, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Amen. 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 Am
launching this morning on Radio Islam International, our Hajj broadcast, 14/37/2016. I'm just so excited. I can imagine what the listeners are feeling right now. And let's listen now to Brother Ijaz Khan, and he talks to us about what they have in store for you this year from the Hajj desk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Ijaz Khan reminding you once again that the Hajj desk will be back as we bring you all the news out of the Holy Land for Hajj 1437. We'll be on the hour and half hour with the latest bits of information coming out of Hajj 1437. So look forward to it. It's going to be exciting as it always is. And we wish all the Hajjaj all of the best. And may Allah make your journey easy, inshallah.
Continuing now with the launch of the Hajj broadcast on Radio Islam International, last but not least, something totally new for this year's broadcast, an art competition. Faisal Patel tells us more.
While many embark on the journey of Hajj, the journey of a lifetime, the journey of spiritual ecstasy, there are a number of symbols that they identify with. These may include the Kaaba, Masjid al-Nabawi, Jabal al-Nur, and many others. Now, as part of Radio Islam's 14/37/2016 Hajj broadcast, we are hosting an art competition for the kiddies, grade 1s and grade 2s. Now, what these kiddies will have to do, Molana, is draw, sketch, or paint any of the symbols associated with Hajj. This may include, but is not limited to, the Kaaba, Masjid al-Nabawi, Jabal Nur, or any other symbol that they can identify with. And the competition is open to all schools across the country. And all artwork, this is the best part, all artwork will be uploaded to Radio Islam's website and posted to social media platforms so a lot of people can see it and give their feedback on it as well. Now, if you want to submit and you want to enter the competition, artwork must be scanned and emailed to Apa Fahima Patel, that's fpatel@radioislamlive.com, by no later than Monday, the 5th of September. And there are great prizes up for grabs as well. The winner will receive a tablet, and there will also be a consolation prize or consolation prizes for second and third position. But there's an added interaction with these kiddies. Myself, Apa Fahima, and also Naeem Dokrat will be attending three schools in Indonesia to interact with grade 1s and grade 2s and ask them what does Hajj mean to them. The schools we will be visiting is Nurul Islam School, Al-Aqsa School, and Indonesia Muslim School. So we're going to be talking to these kiddies, interacting with them, ask them what does Hajj mean to them, if their parents have been on Hajj or are going for Hajj, you know, what do they want them to bring back, get the lighter moments of it as well. Besides duas, you know, kiddies always want some sort of toy from the kingdom, or when their parents come back, we're going to be asking them to render some poems, some nizams, and also to submit their artwork, which we will bring back to Radio Islam, and then we'll sit down and discuss, you know, which is the best artwork, which obviously will result in the eventual winner. So get involved, get your kids involved, and ensure that they submit their artwork on time, because this is a great competition. You know, one of the things that we need to understand is that we need to inculcate the Hajj, the process of Hajj, the spiritual journey, as we call it, into our children, and understand what the Hajj actually means. And this is one way that Radio Islam is doing that, by making Hajj, or this is one way what Radio Islam is doing to enlighten our children, our kids, about Hajj and the message that was sent out by Ibrahim alayhi salam, as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so many years ago.
The magnificent journey of Hajj is one of spiritual ecstasy, an exclusive invitation from Allah. As part of Radio Islam's Hajj broadcast and to ignite the knowledge and spirit of Hajj in our children, we are conducting an art competition for grade 1s and 2s. Children are required to draw, sketch, or paint any of the symbols associated with Radio Islam's Hajj theme, Symbols of Hajj. This may include the Kaaba, Maqam Ibrahim, Masjid al-Nabawi, Jabal Noor, or any other symbol associated with the Hajj. The competition is open to all schools across the country. All artwork will be uploaded to Radio Islam's website and also be shared via social media. The winning artwork will receive a tablet, while there will be consolation prizes as well for second and third position. Artwork must be scanned and emailed to fpatel@radioislamlive.com. That's fpatel@radioislamlive.com, by no later than Monday, the 5th of September 2016.
لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا.
Well, that's it, listeners. That's an insight into the key components of our Hajj broadcast for this year. There's still much more that's in store for you, much more detail, and that you'll only be able to understand, and you'll be able to be exposed to that once you actually listen to the Hajj broadcast on Radio Islam International. Well, we'll leave it at that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.